In the capital city of Austin, Texas, is the University of Texas Austin campus. Many students are from other countries. We are going to meet Danielle Wang, a student from mainland China. Her Chinese name is Wang Xiaodan. Danielle looks like every other student on campus, happy and involved with varied activities. There are times, however, when Danielle's heart is very sad. Her father, Wang Zhiwen, is imprisoned in China for practicing Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong.
So Danielle, can you tell me something about yourself?
Came to America about 4 years ago. So basically, the Chinese government started a crackdown on the Chinese Falun Gong. So after I came here about 1 year, my dad was dragged away from home in the early morning of July 20th, 1999. So the persecution has begun for 3 years, and also my dad was jailed by the Chinese government for 3 years. Since the very beginning of the persecution, my dad was held for 3 whole months. So at that time, the whole family in China, they were very worried. And also as me and my mom here, we tried every way to search him and try to get contact with him, but we couldn't get any information about him. But at that time, we know he was arrested or he was being held by the Chinese government. On 1999, December 27th, he was on the court of a public proceedings on CNN, and I can show a picture of my dad on the public proceeding. Okay, the second one next to the fourth one, this is my dad. As a Falun Dafa practitioner and one of the four key contact persons of China, of Falun Gong. So 16 years in jail.
You can see from his hand gesture, it's very similar from the Jie Yin of the Falun Gong exercise. And he's holding this gesture all the time. He told my aunt he was put on a small bench for 7 whole days without even giving him any sleep at all while he was first arrested. Some people say, you know, he got tortured, but from I know, he has several missing teeth. Also, when my aunt visited him last year, they told me he coughed constantly, lost some weight. So I'm really concerned about his health condition and the jail conditions.
He is in jail for more than 3 years, and 13 more years to go. Also, I know it's not like a simple arrest. On the very early morning of the July 20th, more than 20 police cars come to the community of my dad's apartment. You know, just arrest one single person. That sounds very ridiculous. But that which is the truth, you know, shows it's very powerful. Maybe the Falun Gong is very powerful, and they were really scared of, you know, such a peaceful movement.
Tell me something about your father. What kind of father was your father?
He's very kind-hearted. My mom and my dad got divorced when I was really young, probably around 8 or 9. For more than 10 years, he just, you know, acted both as a loving father and a loving mother and a caring mother. He also is a really good walker. In his workplace, everybody was well seen high praise for him because he takes serious responsibility of a big project of the railroad. Also, he is an engineer, so he takes great responsibility for those engineering works as well. As one of the volunteers of Falun Dafa, every day he will practice outside with other practitioners, and also contact the group members of other cities, trying to help practitioners to better, to help them to better books, correct their movement, and also everything I saw him as my role model. Everything he does, you know, is so righteous. I never seen him even like get depressed. So he always is in a harmony way and a very gentle, very generous person.
When did he start practicing Falun Gong?
Both of us start practicing very early, probably from the public introduce of the Falun Dafa, since 1992 or before that. Yeah, so we have been practicing Falun Dafa since the beginning of the Ba. in the spreading. It's been very long, and the both of us feel very benefit from it because, you know, not only physically but also mentally, and like we can see our moral standard achieved every day from practicing Falun Dafa and apply the truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance to our daily life basis. Falun Gong persecution has never should be begun. So, you know, we can see like 16 years of sentence term is too long. He shouldn't get arrested at the first place. So the 16 years of sentence term is too long for me, and it's so unreasonable and unfair.
So tell me about, do you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm the only child, so which makes me, you know, I'm the only voice to raise for my father now.
Any of your other family members practice Falun Gong?
Mm-hmm. Actually, yes. Several practitioners of my family practice Falun Gong. And there's also sad stories that I want to share with you guys. My dad's dad was a practitioner. He's very healthy before the persecution of Falun Gong. But because, you know, during the 10-year revolution culture period, he was persecuted as well as a, you know, different opinionated person. So he was sentenced to jail as well during that period. After the persecution of Falun Gong, he got scared. He stopped practicing Falun Gong. And so his health condition really worsened. He was laying on the bed for more than 1 year. And after 1 year, he passed away without even seeing his son at all. So he has like enormous regret not seeing his own son when he was laying on his sick bed. Also, there's one story about my mom's dad, you know, Great Cultural Revolution period. He was dragged away from home also. He wrote an article against one of the members of Gang of Four. So at that time, that was really a big criminal, you know, thing to do. He was beaten to death without even any, you know, fine body at all. The Red Guard of China, they are like youngsters. They just one day came to my grandmom's home and said, you know, he was beaten to death. We never found the body. So right now we only have a few pictures of him and a few belongings, such as the pants and the glasses. And that's about all. I never seen my own grandpa once, not in my lifetime. So, you know, my mom lost her father at her young age. And I lost my grandpa. Like when I came here, my dad was jailed by the Chinese government. So it's like three generations of my family has been personally affected by the Chinese rule of the China. Also, the Communist Party, I think they, they just try to hold their powers very tight. No matter how hard it will harm its own people. I'm here really, really, you know, want to cry my heart out, to call for help for my dad and all the practitioners persecuted in China. And I hope, you know, American people on the land of the freedom can support us to, you know, give us a hand to support us, let the world know what happens in China and support the truthfulness, compassion, tolerance.
Respects human rights and respects freedom.
And we will stand with you, shoulder to shoulder.
And those who are suffering,
we will continue to fight with you.
Justice and freedom.
The Chinese government to end its campaign.
Torture and murder of the peaceful Falun Gong practitioners in China.